Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.921 on Total Information AM on KMOX. As Roger said, a crash 44 eastbound at 270 has the right lane closed. Also 64 eastbound at 270 northbound, a crash. Be prepared to stop in that location. As the COVID pandemic raged across the country in 2020 and 21, children missed regular doctor appointments and vaccines. The normal measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, tetanus, many more. Many were missed. The immunization rate among kindergartners lagged slightly behind what it was the year prior, dropping from 95% to 94%. That translated into about 35,000 more children entering school without protection from highly contagious diseases.
In Missouri, the rates dropped a full 3%. They have rebounded nationally, but Missouri's childhood vaccine rates continue to lag behind the national average. Joining us is Dr. Jason Newland, a Washington University pediatric infectious diseases specialist at St. Louis Children's Hospital. Dr. Newland, welcome back to KMOX.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. How are you?
Good. What happens when the vaccine rates fall as they have?
Well, I think that it's just another time to look back and see, hey, you know, we've been through a lot the past 2 years, and I think there's a lot of questions that, you know, we've had this heightened focus on a virus that's changed our lives, changed everybody's lives, and many people have lost loved ones through the COVID-19 pandemic, and you start looking at the things that we do every day, and you start questioning those, and I'd say that unfortunately one of those things might be with the vaccinations. And I will say that we have learned in our history that, you know, these vaccines are super impactful and have changed lives. I mean, my father, who is 72 years old, he remembers his mother telling him, you cannot go to the swimming pool this summer because of fear of polio. And, you know, you would have outbreaks of polio where kids would, you know, not be using an arm because they would have paralytic polio. And he remembers standing in line to get his vaccine. And, you know, you don't have to worry about that, except we just heard of a case of polio in an unvaccinated person. So the reality is we haven't seen these diseases because of the dramatic impact on our health because of vaccines.
How do you address that with concerns that parents may have about vaccines? How do you do that as a doctor?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing in doing this is, number one, to have the conversation and to keep having the conversation, because you have to remember that all of our parents want to do the best for their kids, and they're in a time when there's like so much information and so much misinformation and so much different information that is confusing. And so I think being able to have open, honest conversations, telling the facts, telling them the truth, and being someone that they trust, right? And you need some other trusted people beyond just myself and to others. It might be, you know, another loved one in their family. It might be their pastor. It might be their best friend. All of these people matter in one's lives. And I think I honestly believe in the goodness of people. And I think most people are realize this is important and are just in this part of the era or what we're dealing with and have questioned that. But I would just like to reassure everybody out there that's on that fence that, look, these childhood vaccines we've been giving for decades make our lives better, make our children's lives better, and allow them to thrive and flourish.
35,000 children in Missouri going into school without protection. Those are real numbers. Do we have any sense of who the parents, what the attitude, I guess, of the parents is? Is it COVID vaccine hesitancy that led to 35,000 Missouri kids not getting these vaccinations, these other vaccinations?
Yeah. No, Carol, it's a great question, and I think it's an important one to address. I actually think it's multifactorial. I think there's definitely a group of people that are basically, they're like, whoa, I'm not sure about this vaccine thing after what we just went through. And again, to them, I'd say, hey, these are great things for us and for our kids, and will keep us and our children safe and let them flourish. Then there's another group, and I think it's larger than they realize, that it's an access issue, meaning that we have a lot of people out there that are working really, really hard, and they have many places to go and to do and to just to live from day to day. And we don't necessarily make it as easy to get vaccines. And during the pandemic, right, we shut things down a lot some place where people could get vaccinated. And so now that those are open and now people are getting back there, it's just more difficult to get yourself caught back up. And I think so. I think there's a large group of people. I think that's a big issue with COVID-19 vaccines, right? If you look at COVID-19 vaccines, if you have a 10-month-old, you have a 7-year-old, and you have a 17-year-old, they all have 3 different doses. There's, you might not find a single place that can give all 3 of those kids a vaccine. So what do? You're a busy individual. You have a job and other things in your life. Are you supposed to find 3 different places at a time? You can see why people aren't necessarily maybe doing that. And I think that also translates to some of our childhood vaccines, that it's just a lot harder.
I feel like that the opinions or the thoughts about the COVID vaccine just bled into all the other vaccines, if that makes sense. Like, you know, if you get a measles vaccine, you're not going to get measles. If you get a polio vaccine, you're not going to get polio. But if you get a COVID vaccine, it doesn't mean you won't get COVID. It means it will knock it down. It will reduce those symptoms.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Perhaps that's what's confusing or just, you know, the chatter that's out there endlessly.
Yeah, Tom, I think it's a great point that, you know, I do believe that the COVID-19 vaccine and all the angst around the COVID-19 vaccine has bled into the childhood vaccines. And I think our messaging still has to continue to get better, right? I think just like you stated, right, by getting COVID-19 vaccine, you're going to prevent yourself from having serious disease. And I think it's also important to note that if you get the COVID-19 vaccine, you're going to be less likely to have bad disease and also less likely to get COVID early on after getting vaccine. So that'll help protect your loved ones around you. And I, you know, the more we can do that, but that, I think that also gets into this notion of like, well, I don't ever see measles. I never see polio. Well, do I really need those? I think that's, you know, snuck into there. And the reality of it is, well, there is measles in our world, and there's a lot of, and there's been measles outbreaks in our own country. There's been bad measles outbreaks in the last, you know, couple, even prior to the pandemic. So these viral infections like measles can have significant impact on kids' lives. And I can tell you, in seeing kids with measles, and I unfortunately have seen that, they are really, really sick. They look, what someone said, they look measly. They look really bad, and they can have meningitis and other things. So it is super important to keep reminding people that these childhood vaccines have really saved us, have saved millions and millions of lives and made things better for all of us.
Dr. Newland, quickly, do fewer vaccines in children in Missouri simply mean fewer visits to the pediatrician? So kids are not being seen for, you know, for their growth, and parents not being having these conversations with pediatricians about raising their kids?
I think during the pandemic, we had less people going to other pediatricians.
Sure.
And our pediatricians will tell you that has happened. Now, are they now saying, well, I'm just not going to go back? I don't think that's the case. I think now people are just getting back to that comfort of going back, and now it's easier. And I know in talking to our great pediatricians in our community and those caring for children in our community, this past summer was one of the busiest summers they've had, because that's when they do all their well child visits. So I think we're getting back into it. I think we will catch back up, but it's just going to take a lot more effort. We're going to have to think other strategies of making access easier for those who have, you know, have these busy, busy lives, and, you know, to make it easier for them to get vaccinated.
Dr. Newland, thank you very much for being with us this morning on KMOX.
Yep, thank you, guys. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.